With so much to worry about and so much to do, startling amounts of homework that frequently kept the 5th years working until past midnight, secret DA meetings and regular classes with Snape, January seemed to be passing alarmingly fast. Before Harry knew it, February had arrived, bringing with it wetter and warmer weather and the prospect of the second Hogsmeade visit of the year. Harry had had very little time to spare on conversations with Cho since they had agreed to visit the village together, but suddenly found himself facing a Valentine's Day spent entirely in her company. On the morning of the 14th, he dressed particularly carefully. He and Ron arrived at breakfast just in time for the arrival of the post-owls. Hedwig was not there. Not that he had expected her, but Hermione was tugging a letter from the beak of an unfamiliar brown owl as they sat down. "And about time! If it hadn't come today," she said eagerly, tearing open the envelope and pulling out a small piece of parchment. Her eyes sped from left to right as she read through the message, and a grimly pleased expression spread across her face. "Listen, Harry," she said, looking up at him. "This is really important. Do you think you could meet me in the 3 Broomsticks around midday?"
"Well,
I don't know," said Harry dubiously. "Cho might be expecting me to spend the whole day with her. We never said what we were going to do."
"Well, bring her along if you must," said Hermione urgently. "But will you come?"
"Well, all right, but why?"
"I haven't got time to tell you now. I've got to answer this quickly."
And she hurried out of the great hall, the letter clutched in one hand and a piece of uneaten toast in the other. "Are you coming?" Harry asked Ron. But he shook his head, looking glum.
"I can't come into Hogsmeade at all. Angelina wants a full day's training. Like it's going to help. We're the worst team I've ever seen. You should see Sloper and Kirk. They're pathetic, even worse than I am."
He heaved a great sigh.
"I don't know why Angelina won't just let me resign."
"It's because you're good when you're on form. That's why," said Harry irritably.
He found it very hard to be sympathetic to Ron's plight when he himself would have given almost anything to be playing in the forthcoming match against Hufflepuff. Ron seemed to notice Harry's tone because he did not mention Quidditch again during breakfast, and there was a slight frostiness in the way they said goodbye to each other shortly afterward. Ron departed for the Quidditch pitch, and Harry, after attempting to flatten his hair while staring at his reflection in the back of a teaspoon, proceeded alone to the entrance hall to meet Cho, feeling very apprehensive and wondering what on earth they were going to talk about. She was waiting for him a little to the side of the oak front doors, looking very pretty with her hair tied back in a long ponytail. Harry's feet seemed to be too big for his body as he walked toward her, and he was suddenly horribly aware of his arms and how stupid they looked swinging at his sides.
"Hi,"
said Cho, slightly breathlessly.
"Hi," said Harry.
They stared at each other for a moment, then Harry said,
"Well, shall we go then?" "Oh, yes."
They joined the queue of people being signed out by Filch, occasionally catching each other's eye and grinning shiftily, but not talking to each other. Harry was relieved when they reached the fresh air, finding it easier to walk along in silence than just stand there looking awkward. It was a fresh, breezy sort of day, and as they passed the Quidditch Stadium, Harry glimpsed Ron and Ginny skimming over the stands and felt a horrible pang that he was not up there with them.
"You really miss it, don't you?"
said Cho. He looked around and saw her watching him.
"Yeah," sighed Harry. "I do."
"Remember the first time we played against each other in the 3rd year?
She asked him.
"Yeah," said Harry, grinning. "You kept blocking me."
"And Wood told you not to be a gentleman and knock me off my broom if you had to,"
said Cho, smiling reminiscently.
"I heard he got taken on by Pride of Portree. Is that right?"
"Nah, it was Puddlemere United. I saw him at the World Cup last year."
"Oh, I saw you there too, remember? We were on the same campsite. It was really good, wasn't it?"
The subject of the Quidditch World Cup carried them all the way down the drive and out through the gates. Harry could hardly believe how easy it was to talk to her. No more difficult, in fact, than talking to Ron and Hermione. And he was just starting to feel confident and cheerful when a large gang of Slytherin girls passed them, including Pansy Parkinson.
"Potter and Chang!"
screeched Pansy to a chorus of snide giggles.
"Ooh, Chang, I don't think much of your taste. At least Degree was good-looking."